Today, the Granite State, we are ranked as the freest nation, the freest state in the nation. We have the strongest economy in the Northeast. We have the fastest population growth in the Northeast. We're number one in America for public safety. We are first in America for economic freedom. And we continue to have the lowest poverty rate and some of the highest wages in this country. Those are big wins for our citizens. So when you go down that list, you can see ranking after ranking shows that the Granite State is the place to be. America, not just New England, but America is truly taking notice. We are very proud that our way of life here in the 603 is simply the best of the best. But we did not get here by accident, right? We did it through smart management, tough work, prioritizing individuals over government, prioritizing citizens over systems, and delivering results with the immense responsibility of managing our taxpayer dollars and knowing that you have to balance budgets. Because I believe, as in the public sector, there is no greater responsibility than managing someone else's money, and this legislature has done a tremendous job. So as other states, we saw other states across this country really buckle down to weather the storm of 2021, but we took a much more proactive approach in the past year. In just the last year, we've cut the statewide property tax. We talk about property taxes all the time, and this legislature cut it by $100 million. We cut the room and meals tax. We cut business taxes again, and we're now permanently phasing out our interest and dividends taxes, again, reducing that burden on our citizens. And those were tough decisions to make, without a doubt. We heard a lot of scary stories, how if you cut taxes, you know, we wouldn't have money to push down to the cities and towns. If you cut taxes, we're going to have to slash all of our programs. But the way we designed this has played out exactly as we anticipated. We cut taxes, and what happened? We've now exceeded all of our expectations in terms of surpluses, and we've doubled the rainy day fund to over $250 million.